T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
You may have seen Tucker Carlson the other night had a guest on from this Pilots group. Now, they were focused on Southwest a little bit, but that's not necessarily the core of where we're going. And it was around all these issues of vaccinations, matters of conscience, these pilots. I think they're 10,000 at Southwest. And we're happy to have a colleague of that gentleman who was on with Tucker Carlson the other night to break down where this is right now and exactly what's happening. Now, realize the U.S. Freedom Flyers, I realize they have to follow all kinds of rules because of all the stuff in the airline industry that's out there. So if he can't answer a particular question, you understand that it could be kind of illegal. Yeah, the guy's name was Joshua Yoder from U.S. Freedom Flyers. Joining us is Jason Kunish here on the Dom Giordano program in Philadelphia on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Jason, welcome. Thank you for taking time out to join us.
Dom, thanks for having me today. Appreciate being here.
Well, it was compelling. Your colleague the other night was compelling with Tucker, and we immediately, Dan's been tracking this. Jason, what is U.S. Freedom Flyers? Why are you guys joined together? Is it a union or is it something else?
U.S. Freedom Flyers, and you can reach us at usfreedomflyers.org to get more information as well. It's a group of airline and broader transportation industry employees who are seeing these mandates that are coming down from the federal government coming our way to impose a certain medical procedure on the employee group through coercion, and we're grouping together and pushing back against that. We're not a union. We're just a group of employees who are like-minded, who are trying to push back.
Can you characterize what the objection is? Is it just a freedom issue, a liberty issue? Is it medical fear? You personally first, and then maybe broader. What's your gut instinct of how many members of this feel one way or another what the issue is?
Sure. And the issue today we're talking about, or presently in the news lately, is about the vaccine, because that's what they've brought to us. A lot of our members are not vaccinated. However, a lot of our members are vaccinated, and they realize that while today we're talking about vaccines, tomorrow we very well could be talking about a different medical procedure that they don't want to take a part in. In addition, they see that people's paycheck is dependent now, or will be very shortly, on their accepting, being coerced into taking a medical procedure that they otherwise would not want to be a part of. Now, today it's about employment. Tomorrow it could be about your your Social Security check. You can't access your 401k. Who knows where that's going to go? And so we're trying to stop this here and now, where we can, while we can, to preserve as many jobs as possible, and to also preserve the freedom, the medical freedom, to choose what we do with our own bodies. And that's what this is about.
Okay. And it seems, you know why I'm interested in this, and maybe the rest of the media, and Tucker was, Jason, your group, they try to downplay this because you guys are one of the few groups that has leverage out there. You know what I mean? That we have not seen anybody else, even Kyrie Irving, people like that in the NBA, don't have leverage. They're going to go on without him. But Southwest, I think, had 10,000 pilots. What can you say about Southwest? What's your sense? It seems disingenuous to say it was just weather and FAA and all that. It had to be, if not a union action, something where people said, you know what, maybe I won't go in today. I'll use up sick days because I don't like this mandate and I'm going to be out of here anyhow. And they were stretched thin on top of it, but it was enormous, the impact of this.
It was enormous, Dom, and that's what we need to stress on. You know, I can't speak specifically in great detail what happened in Southwest and us at US Freedom Flyers. Since we're not a union, we're not endorsing in any way any kind of work action, job action, anything like that. What we're seeing, though, at Southwest over this last weekend, and also in air traffic control this last weekend, is a stress on the system. People are realizing that this thing's coming down. They're realizing, man, I need to either burn my sick time or I need to figure out what I'm going to do to maneuver my life and my family around this new obstacle that I have to deal with. It's causing a lot of stress. And what we're also seeing here is an overworked work group as it is. Air traffic controllers in a lot of sectors are working 6 days a week in a row on overtime, but they're being forced to. They're not being asked to. Already in the airline industry, we're going to be seeing over the next several years thousands upon thousands of forced retirements that are going to leave a lot of vacancies open. And as you know, as you can appreciate, you can't train a mechanic, you can't train a pilot overnight or any of these other work groups to, just get in that seat and do the job the next
exactly.
day.
Exactly. Jason, let me cut to the chase, too, though. It seems to me, even if you can't say it, but maybe you can, it at least calls into question something that's the big overhanging. With all that stress, it's not just delays and cancellations. You start to worry about safety, given all this, and given how many of these pilots are dug in and I think have leverage. But we believe that OSHA has sent the article to the White House. We believe they're massaging it. It'll be out there for public comment. And I would say sometime after Thanksgiving, I think President Biden's going to announce this. So does that get in your mind, too? All that stress is not good to give us the top flight safety that people want to be reassured about?
It's a very valid question, and I know it's a concern among a lot of people. And I want to just stress, first and foremost, that the airline industry doesn't do anything if it's not safe. Safety is paramount to everything we do. And so if you're on an airplane anywhere in the United States, you're safe. And so what we're going to see is not a buckling or a degradation of safety. It's going to be made manifest potentially in the route structure and the scheduling. And so if you can't operate a safe aircraft, you're just not going to operate it. And so people are going to be left stranded. We don't move aircraft and we don't push the thrust up at all if any bit of the operation is called into question because of a safety reason. It's going to be safe, and that's going to stay there. The issue is going to be reliability. The issue is going to be staffing. The issue is going to be enough air traffic controllers to sit up the screens to separate everybody. And it's going to be made manifest in 2-, 3-, 4-hour delays because of a cloud in the sky where prior to this event, you could have very easily routed people around that problem and still made it to Thanksgiving dinner with your grandmother.
All right, Jason, parting area for you here, too. Why Southwest? When I started to research them, they were what I thought they were, this family-like atmosphere. People pitched in, even if they were a bit short-staffed now for a lot of different reasons. People would work time and a half and all that. But during this, it's been obvious they did not. And this is huge, huge that's going on. Why Southwest at this point? Is it the culture of the pilots there? What is it?
The culture of the pilots is similar to the culture of other groups, other employees in other airlines. What's happening at Southwest, in my opinion, is also right on the heels of what's going on at another major airline where they said they're going to force these vaccinations. You can submit for an exemption. We're going to take those exemptions and put all of those exempt people on the street with no pay, indefinite leave. And so last week there was a struggle between Southwest and their union. The employees, the union, and the company. There's a suit now, so they're going to go forward. to prevent the company from doing the same thing that these other airline is doing to preserve jobs. And so what's going on at Southwest will be indicative of the greater industry as a whole if these things are not pushed back at the federal level now. Because again, this is going to be not just an issue for air travel, it's going to be issue for cargo, it's going to be issue for nurses, as we've already seen across this country. They're shutting down maternity wards. I mean, what kind of business is that? That's ridiculous. People's safety, people's livelihood are on at stake here, and that's why a lot of people in the airline industry, like we say, we've got the thrust, we've got the throttles, and they don't go forward until we're ready. Well, that's what's going to happen. And again, we're not advocating a work shortage or a work stoppage or sick out, but there's stress on the system, and that's what I want to say, because that stress will be manifest by people. They're not able to come to work.
Gotcha. Jason, where do we find U.S. Freedom Flyers? And again, this is a broad portfolio. It's not just flyers, whatever. It's people, the public, I think, are welcome to see what you guys are doing and the information. Where do they go?
Sure. It's usfreedomflyers.org, and it's flyers, FL like Philly Flyers. And also, they are going to come, in our opinion, come for the passengers next, because there's House bills now on the floor in Congress and in the House, saying that passengers will be required to have vaccines to travel domestically across state lines. And we're trying to push back as that as well. We're doing our fight so the American people, the flying public, don't have to do that fight tomorrow.
Exactly. Jason, thank you very, very much. Thanks to your colleague, too. It's a great organization. Thank you for coming on today. To be continued.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
All right. There you have it. Thanks to Dan, too, tracking him down. They're much in demand. Where we are in that industry. As I said, OSHA, it's clear, has set the language of the regulation on vaccine mandates, how it'll be enforced, et cetera, over to the White House. The brains are looking at it over there. Then it will go into the Federal Register. Then Joe Biden will announce it, it has public comment. Then it goes into it, maybe changed a little bit, and off we are to the races. And I think this will happen probably right after Thanksgiving. They do it before Thanksgiving. Oh, my God. What that's going to be like.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.